Charles Hurt, for Democrats, the era of American exceptionalism is over. By Charles Hurt on August 7, 2020. Defunding city police departments. Exploding murder rates. Free health care for illegal aliens. Crushing debt. Obliterating American history. For Democrat politicians, the era of American exceptionalism is over. Welcome to the land of shelter in place. The fear-mongering and demagoguery are enough to choke a muley. At least it would choke the mule that symbolized the old Democrat Party. Even the Democrat Party of just a few elections ago. These people today? They have gone plumb mad. The patients have taken siege of the asylum. Senator Mazie Hirono, Hawaii Democrat, stormed out of a committee hearing this week rather than denounce the fascist domestic terrorist group calling itself Antifa. The loose-knit, violent mob has been implicated in firebombing police stations and federal buildings, attacking peace officers, including blinding four cops with laser pointers, and violently assaulting innocent citizens. Yet, Democrats such as House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler dismiss the mayhem caused by these anti-American terrorists as a myth. Despite reels and reels of video evidence. In a public hearing, Mr. Nadler actually blamed the violence on President Trump and Attorney General William Barr. It is all manufactured footage for President Trump's re-election campaign, he charged. It is literally impossible to take these people seriously. You would not trust them to change a flat tire on your bicycle, let alone run the government. Turns out that enforcing laws, to these people, is the equivalent of tearing down statues and bludgeoning innocent people. And to think, Mr. Nadler is the highest-ranking House Democrat on matters of the judiciary. Ms. Hirono is on the actual committee that chooses federal judges, the very black-robed men and women who mete out life and death decisions for regular, tax-paying citizens of this country. So much for equal justice under law. Or justice in any form other than mob justice. Terrifying. But this is what happens when an entire party is hijacked by fascist mobs that govern by Twitter. They blot out any dissent. First, on social media. Then in the streets, where their preferred weapons are brass knuckles, ropes and Molotov cocktails. The only response from Democrat polls in Washington is to condemn law enforcement and accuse police of being the fascists. Remember President Obama? Remember 2008? That was a different time. A different campaign. It was hopeful. He at least pretended to love America. He denounced divisions between red America and blue America. Not that he governed like that. But at least he was wise enough to know he could never get elected peddling any of the crazy nonsense these Democrats today are slopping out. That is why President Obama chose to be Joe Biden's political protege in the 2008 campaign. But poor Joe Biden today. He is either too dumb or too out of it to realize what his party has become. Again, Barack Obama would never have run on a platform like this. But, forever leading from behind, Mr. Obama endorsed his first wave of Democrats running in New York this year. Among those Mr. Obama hilariously endorsed is Jamal Bowman, a socialist community organizer who already beat longtime sitting Democrat Congressman Elliot Engel for the Democrat nomination over 3 weeks ago. Talk about leading from behind. Among those Mr. Obama did not include in his list of endorsements was sitting Congressperson Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the freshman member of Congress who is leading her party circus off the cliff into the arms of Antifa. Maybe Mr. Obama worries that Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is too radical for his brand of politics. Or maybe he is just jealous. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at Shirt@WashingtonTimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.